Earlier in the year, sugarcane farmers were worried about their crop. A cool spring and early summer slowed growth of the cane, and farmers were anticipating a less-than-average crop. LSU Ag Center sugarcane specialist Kenneth Gravois says a warm end to summer helped the cane catch up.
What really made this crop was the growth that we had in September and October. This crop probably doubled in height during September and October.
The cane is now tall and straight. The past few years, hurricanes and storms have caused the sugarcane crop to fall over. But a straight crop is easier to harvest and process. Gravois says yields won't meet the record set last year, but they are better than average. The downside right now is prices.
Hopefully the yields that we are seeing can offset some of that. But when prices are at the 20 to 21 cent range, that's pretty close to break even, if not below break even.
Growers did not have many problems with diseases and insects. Some noted infestations of the sugarcane borer. Mike Hebert, an LSU Ag Center county agent in Lafourche Parish, says some farmers in his area are seeing problems with feral hogs.
They bite the bottom of the stalk, which is the sweetest part of the stalk, and they probably chew maybe a foot of it and then move on to the next stalk.
The hogs can ruin whole sections of fields and complicate harvest. Farmers have harvested about 30% of the crop. They also are finishing up planting part of next year's crop. This year, farmers had a good mix of varieties. More acreage was planted in the variety 540 than any other variety, but it was only on a third of the acreage. More farmers are turning to the variety LO1299, which has good yields and tends to stand straight.
I suspect next year when I do the annual variety survey, 299 may pass up 540.
The LSU Ag Center sugarcane breeding program is working on providing the industry with better performing varieties. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.